USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Rescue crews in Surfside, Florida continued to look through rubble after a high-rise condo partially collapsed at 1:30 in the morning. Nearly 100 people are still unaccounted for.
I can assure you that these fire rescue personnel, the best in the world, the ones that are called upon to come out in crises everywhere, are working as hard as could possibly be. They are so motivated.
Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine Cava. She said structural engineers are trying to determine what caused the collapse. There are reports that the roof was being worked on at the time. The New York State Appellate Court suspended Rudy Giuliani's law license after concluding that he lied about the election fraud. Giuliani made demonstrably false and misleading statements about the 2020 election. This is USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day. Men, John Jubilee with Energized Health. And I want to just talk to you man-to-man for a moment. One-third of men 50 and over suffer with high blood pressure. That high blood pressure medication has a horrible side effect. Worse than death. Erectile dysfunction. And it's brutal, but let's just talk about it medically. We have had thousands of people completely reverse diabetes, high blood pressure, irritable bowel syndrome, yes, and ED, raise their testosterone 500 points naturally through the breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. Men, if you're intelligent, you're skeptical. I want you to be skeptical. But go log on to our website, energizehealth.com. Click that red button. Watch a masterclass. And then watch thousands of men just like you who reversed every single issue that I just mentioned. I don't make a claim. My clients make a claim. Energizehealth.com.
A man who was sentenced to life in prison for killing two people in what authorities describe as a racially motivated shooting at a Kentucky Kroger has received another life sentence. A federal judge sentenced Gregory Bush, 53, to life plus 10 years for six federal hate crime and firearm charges. The New York State Appellate Court suspended Rudy Giuliani's law license after concluding that he lied about the election fraud. The decision by a disciplinary panel stated that Giuliani, former President Trump's personal lawyer, made demonstrably false and misleading statements about the 2020 election. The state also ties Giuliani's false claims about an unfair election that helped incite the storming of the Capitol in January. The ruling states several instances of misconduct and misstatements by Giuliani, which served as the basis for its motion to suspend his license. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends, Mike Lindell's My Pillow, My Slippers make my feet feel better than they have in about 20 years. My Pillow proprietary foam, memory foam, patented impact gel, indoor-outdoor soles. You won't want to take them off, or Mike Lindell will give you your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and save 40% using my promo code USA.
DHS is pledging to do something about the forced labor in China. USA Radio's Tim Berg has more.
The Department of Homeland Security has issued a withhold release order against the Hoshin Silicon Valley Chinese company that the U.S. claims relies on forced labor from Uyghurs, a Muslim minority in the northwest region of China, to make silica for solar panels, electronics, and other goods. DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas explains how the U.S. will continue to import solar panels despite the withhold release.
We are focused on solar panels because of their advantages with respect to environmental impacts. But, and this is very important, we're going to root out forced labor wherever it exists, and we'll look for alternative products to achieve the environmental impacts that are a critical goal of this administration.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The state of Colorado will begin redistricting next week based on the 2020 census. With more, here's USA Radio's Lance Pry.
An independent commission in Colorado will reveal a preliminary map of new congressional districts next week, drawing battle lines for the 2022 elections. With Democrats holding a slim 10-seat majority in the House of Representatives, the once-a-decade redistricting after the 2020 census. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.